He looked at his three remaining companions, and an idea occurred to him. He propped the standard pole against his shoulder and began fishing in his belt pouch. In moments, he found what he was looking for, a 5-credit coin of Coruscant minting. He flipped it to Dion, who caught it.
Dion, I'm hiring you. I can't make you a Jedi, but I can employ you for the Order as a consultant.
Dion looked sorrowfully at the coin, then tucked it away into one of his vest pouches.
I've sunk pretty low, selling myself for 5 creds.
That's life with the Jedi.
Ben glanced at the Dathomiri.
Now do the Jedi outnumber the leaves in the columns?
Drola nodded. Haleava considered, then nodded as well. Ben held the standard up.
I, Ben Skywalker, hereby claim this hilltop from an altitude of 20 meters up for the Jedi Order.
He looked at the Dathomiri.
Will that work? Dramatic enough?
Haleava shrugged.
You must mention your witnesses.
Drola pointed to the pole he held.
And then plant the standard so it can stand by itself.
I hereby make this claim in the presence of Haleava Verse of the Reigning Leaves Clan and Drola...
Drola... The bearded man scowled.
Kin.
Drola Kin of the Broken Columns Clan.
Ben looked around for some loose rocks with which to prop up the pole.
If you're going to fumble with my name, I should at least go first.
You're a man. You go second. Ben, are we done? I want to return to camp.
Ben gave Haleava an apologetic smile.
No, we have to wait here. Kamina and Tassander want that too.
He rested the pole against a vertical rock face as high as his shoulder and began piling loose stones against it to hold it in place. Drola tried to make his voice sound reasonable.
They did say that.
Oh, be quiet! I never should have taught your kind to talk!
Ben grinned. Haleava's tone was not biting, but genuinely angry. She was just bantering. As contentious as things had been in the camps during the conclave, he liked the sound of that. He felt a sudden stab of guilt. Maybe Haleava wasn't the Night Sister here. He didn't want his constant scrutiny of her to cause offense or to make the others mistrust her if she were actually innocent. But he still couldn't tell her the truth, not when she might be able to convey it to distant Night Sisters, not when he didn't know. His task complete, he straightened.
Welcome to Camp Jedi. Now, we wait.